good about your father's business. First of all, how many here know God has been good to you? How many know he brought you a mighty long way? Well, how many know he don't need no coward soldiers? So is there anybody here willing to get about your father's business? Can I get a witness? Pastor Moore. Now I know God has been good to you. And I want you to play according to your faith, according to the love you have for the Lord. Let me hear you, preacher. Come on. Come on, get on there, preacher. While you're doing that, think about them times you were down and out and couldn't see your way, and how God stepped in your life and made a way out of no way. Jesus died.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
All I'm saying is, I'm just making a point to you, is that you have to allow God's will to be primary in your life. His will have to be preeminent. You had to let your will take a second seat to his. His will has to be most important. You have to deny yourself. See, Jesus even said it. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You just got to deny self. You can't have it your way in the kingdom. It don't always feel good following Jesus. But if you're going to be motivated by feeling all your life, I don't feel right. I feel. I don't feel led to do this. I don't feel led to do that. Well, let me tell you, it ain't all about how you feel. It's about what's in the heart and mind of God. And God doesn't want you living your life in error. Wandering around. What does error mean? It means a wandering, a straying about. Someone who's unstable. They have instability in their life. They can't never settle down. One led astray from the right way. They roam here and there. They just on a roam. Never making a commitment to do anything, and that's error. You don't want to live that way. You don't want to do it. All right? Number three, what are the characteristics of the manifestation of arrogance and being proud? Mocking and scorning and malice toward the righteous. If you have a spirit of pride on you, all of these may not be manifesting in you, but the potential is there for you to fall in any of these. And see, I understand why God resists the proud more today than I did before I started teaching this. Because I see what happens when that spirit of pride starts working in you. I'm going to tell you, it makes you a very devilish person. And God have to resist you because of what you're capable of doing. And not only that, I found out that God has reserved judgment for the proud. There's a day of reckoning with God with everybody that doesn't submit and doesn't humble himself under his mighty hand. There's a day of reckoning for the proud. There's a day of judgment coming. He's going to deal with the proud. He's going to deal with them. So mocking and scorning, malice toward the righteous. I'm going to give you scriptures on all these in just a minute. Let me go through the list. Number four, a proud person will lie against you. And that word lie means that they will smear a lie on you. They will glue one to you. They will stick a lie on you. It ain't even true. But they'll tell it so good that it's like glue. Even though it's a lie, people begin to believe it because it's like glue stuck to you. Proud person will lie. They will lie against you. They'll make up a lie on you. I remember when I was a little boy in the third grade, we had a bully in the school, and all bullies have pride in them till somebody humble them. Right? Bully have to be humble. That means somebody had to show up that ain't scared of them. Right? Well, we had a guy in our class that bullied everybody. He was a terror at recess. He would take the ball from the whole group playing baseball, just take the whole thing and say, game over. And he would hold on. I got in a fight with him one day over the baseball. So he got to where he didn't mess with me no more after that, but because I whooped him. He didn't bully me no more. Before then, he would take stuff from you. And then you would tell him, say, I'm going to go tell the teacher. He said, go tell the teacher. I don't care. I'll just make up a lie on you. That stopped you from telling the teacher because you didn't know how big the lie he was going to put on you. You see, he would lie on you, so that prevented anybody from going to the teacher because he would just tell you, I'll just tell a lie on you. I'll just make up a lie on you, and I'll say you did something. And then you thought that I'm going to have to defend myself in front of the teacher. He's going to tell a lie. What he going to say? So you couldn't go to the teacher. That's how he kept his thumb on everybody. I'll just lie on you. That spirit was at work in him. He'll lie against you. Number five, a proud person will deal perversely, crooked, without a cause. They'll cheat you. They'll deal with you crookedly because that spirit is a disrespectful spirit. Number six, a proud person will oppress you if they're given an opportunity. They'll keep you under their thumb. They will keep pressure on you. They will oppress you and take your joy from you. Number seven, they will set a trap for you by some enticement. They'll lure you into a trap. They'll set a bait on a trap. Now, this is what the Bible says. You may have never heard this before, but this is what the Bible says about the proud. This is what they do. They will lay a trap for you. In other words, the Bible says that you can't trust in a prideful man. Don't put your trust in a person of pride because they'll turn on you. When it come down between you and them, guess who it's going to be? If they got pride in them, it's self-preservation. Self-preservation. Whatever I got to do to keep myself straight, if I got to lie on you, if I got to cheat you, if I got to set a trap for you, whatever you do to take care of number one. Self-preservation is the law of the land. Number eight, person of pride will stir up strife, will keep strife, keep a mess going. They love to boast, and they love to keep an argument going. They love controversy. Just love. They're not satisfied unless they got something going on, all mixed up people, you know, at odds with one another. That's the spirit of pride at work. Truth is, most people don't even know it's working in them because pride is easily to detect in other people, but difficult to detect in yourself. That's why it's so damnable, because it can be working in you and you not even know that that's what's at work. Pride always thinks self is right. Pride always justifies. Number nine, a person of pride will rise up against you as an adversary. If it come down between, like I said, you and them, it's going to be you. They're not going to put you first. Person of pride always puts themselves first. They don't care if nobody else gets served, as long as I get served. Now, this can work in any area of your life. Now, I'm just using it as an example because we got a good hospitality group. Our hospitality group here, their first priority is to make sure everybody's served. Their number one job is service. But you go in a lot of places, and the hospitality group serves themselves first. You know what they do? Fix their plates before anybody get in there. Set their food aside, and then if you run out and you ain't got no more left, they say, baby, it's all gone. Well, you got all that stuff you carrying home. That wasn't for you to pack. Our people don't do that. Because we tell you the truth, your number one mission is to make sure everybody's served. Then if there's anything left, I don't care what you do with it. But you don't ever tell somebody, we ain't got enough, and you got stuff stacked under there already. That's for me. That's mine. See, that pride can be working right there. Service is no longer the main object. It's self-service. Amen. Now, let me give you some scriptures on all the things I've been telling you. Psalms 119, verse 51. Psalm 119 gives a lot of descriptions on pride. Psalm 119, verse 51 says, the proud mock and scorn the righteous. Psalms 119, 69, the proud will smear, plaster, glue, or stick a lie against you. Stick a lie to you. They'll lie. Psalms 119, 78, the proud will deal perversely or crooked without a cause. Psalms 119, 85, the proud will dig a pit for you to fall in. Oh, they'll set you up. They can move you out of the way if you better gone. Even on your job, you watch people that have that pride working in them because they will set you up for a fall. They'll talk about the boss, just get a few words out of you. And then they go on to the boss. Guess what so-and-so said about you? They set a trap for you. That's why when I was working, if they start talking about somebody, I just ease my way on out of there. I'm out of here. Nobody going to set a trap for me. I'm going to say what I said. They ain't going to be able to say I said nothing because I'm not there. Amen. You have to watch these things on your job. Because you have people that move in this shit. They'll set you up. You have bosses that will set you up if they think that you have great potential and they're afraid that you might outdo them one day. They'll smear a lie on you. Just tack glue one on you. Say you did something you didn't, you came to defend yourself. But your best defense is God. Amen. Because God will take care of the humble. All you got to do is stay humble. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep yourself humble before God, he'll fight for you. Amen. 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 He give more grace to the humble. Yeah. And no matter what they do, it'll backfire because God will fight for the humble. Amen. Psalm 119, 22, the proud will oppress you. Psalm 140, verse 5, the proud will set a trap for you to fall in. They will hide a snare. They will set a bait or a lure. Psalm 28, 25, and 26 said the proud will stir up strife. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. That's what the Bible says. Now, look at God's attitude toward the proud. Psalm 94, 2 says, the proud are rewarded with judgment. Psalms 101, verse 5 says, God will not put up with a person with a high look and a proud heart. God's not going to put up with it. Psalm 138, 6 says, for though the Lord is high, yet he has respect for the lowly, bringing them into fellowship with him, but the proud and haughty he knows and recognizes only at a distance. He resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble.